eigentlich nicht nur morgens und es.
Episode 3. I nearly said 4 then because I've already said 3. Episode 3 of the Gods and Monsters podcast.
The controllers are ready on Vision and Sound. The Vision and Sound are on. The station goes on the air.
So how are things in Kiwi Land?
Yeah, good. I'm a bit bored.
Get a job then.
Oh, do you think?
Sean, there is a global recession. Alan and I are trying to find work, but it's not as easy.
We are victims of circumstance.
Yeah.
God, you guys talk crap. You know that global recession, my ass.
We can't all, we can't all get, assistant manager at Aldi jobs just falling
in. Manager.
No, they don't just give those things out.
Yeah, they don't. You've got to work for that.
You like the jobs where you don't have to work, don't you? Where you work hard, hardly working.
That would be ideal, yeah.
You're such a righteous bastard working for your German importing company. Hey,
So, welcome to the podcast, Alan. I just want to point out that we are recording this for training purposes.
For training purposes, yes. Yeah. Somebody might listen to it one day.
Shut the fuck up! This podcast...
I've listened to the last couple, but...
The podcast
on this one.
Is aimed... The podcast is aimed not at the global audience, but our friends. Our social networking friends. Isn't that right, Alistair?
Allegedly, Alan, yes. That's what it's aimed at.
Okay.
So I thought, I know, I'll get two cocksuckers... onto my podcast, you can slag me off. So my friends can hear how badly I'm treated in the real world.
Cool, excellent, right. Who wants to go first, then?
You can go first.
Thanks, Al. Sean, you are very fat. You have curly hair, and you spend far too much time on Facebook.
You don't know me.
I think that's a fair summation of you, actually.
You're such a cock. So, yes, would you like to go back to one of the topics we were talking? Alan, have you heard the news that... I forgot. There was news, I've forgotten it. But there was interesting news about films.
I had heard. About films?
Yeah. What were we talking about earlier on, Alistair?
It was about films versus TV.
Yeah, but was it not a film being directed that... No, maybe not. Maybe I made that up.
There probably is a film being directed.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. I don't know. I'm a bit iffy. I don't think they get directed anymore. I think they're created in a giant computer who just spits them out. Generically.
Homogenized.
Yes, homogenized. Good word. So now this... does this mean that if we get you on the show, Alan, that everyone in New Zealand would listen to this podcast now?
Possibly.
Are you like a golden god over there yet?
I'm exactly like C-3PO in the turn. I'm getting carried around in a chair right now.
So, what's Wellington like? It looks really cool.
It is nice. Weather... a bit rainy at the moment because it's winter here as well.
Yeah,
everything's back to front. It's not as windy as it's reputed to be, but it rains quite a lot.
Why is it as windy as Edinburgh?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say, but it's called Windy Wellington everywhere.
Maybe it's just because of the alliteration.
Hmm.
They weren't going to call it Wanky Wellington, were they?
Holy shit.
Is there a good music scene at all?
Not really. I've not been out a huge amount. There's a couple of places that, in fact, the Jayhawks, Gary Lewis,
yeah.
Mark Olson,
yeah,
they played a couple of weeks ago.
Cool. Really?
That would have been cool, man. I would love that.
Yeah.
It's sort of. Sure, how big it is, really. Sort of liquid room size, maybe.
Oh, right, yeah. That's a good size venue, that.
Yeah.
How big's a liquid room? I've never been.
Have you not, Sean?
No, I
haven't. The boy and I saw Elliot Smith there.
Yes, that's nice. Mm. I never got invited, remember, because you thought that I'd embarrass you both.
You would, generally.
You would, yeah.
Standing
there. You would have towered over Elliot Smith as well.
I would have, with my fro. 6'3", but 8'5" with the fro.
Hamleys. Hamleys was fantastic. We were there for fucking so long posing in those things and so many people walking past. Just like that. Fucking keep the smile, ignore everyone else.
That was when you went seeing Tinder Sticks.
It was such a fucking whirlwind fucking trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, was it 10 hours on the bus?
Yeah. Then straight there, get changed.
See the gig. Have
was
a
you not working night. The next night?
I think I probably was, yeah.
So we had to get back. We travelled like over the space of like 24 hours. We were travelling for like 18 of them.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again.
No, it was good though. That fucking.
I've seen it. Yeah, it was
awesome.
I've had drunk girl on the balcony next to us.
I wish I'd thrown her off. You so should have let me throw her off. With her fucking ring on the little thing of metal. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, man. Who was the guy, the support?
David Kitt?
That's right. Wow, fucking well done.
I've heard that name. I don't know where I've heard it, but I have heard David Kitt.
We got his album afterwards.
Mm. Was it any good?
No. No, it wasn't, but he was good live though. I thought
he was very good live. Yeah.
He was really, really good. He was kind of one of the first people that I saw to use those looping foot pedals.
Oh, yeah.
He's now collecting.
But like
Ben Christopher's not using them.
Not in a foot pedal.
No, how does he use it? He uses some kind of effect, doesn't he? So he just plays.
Yeah, but that was just in the studio though. This was kind of. Like the
no, I've seen footage of Ben Crispers playing live, and it's just him, foot pedals and a keyboard, and he's doing everything, and it's really quite impressive. But where I've seen that, I don't know, but I can probably find it for you.
I saw Damien Rice; he did it really well. Where he recorded, where he finished kind of like a song, they had like a fake ending, and he recorded the kind of like an initial clap, recorded that as a sample, and then used that as the rhythm for the next song.
Cool.
It was really, really clever.
Makes you realise when you listen to these people how untalented you are, Alistair. Because you can't do
no, that. But it makes me really wish I had someone like them to help me beside me instead of you.
Thanks. What are you laughing at, Alan? You can't even play a freaking instrument.
Alan can play the guitar.
Well, I'm an expert in the studio as well, so.
I seem to remember last time I went to Edinburgh to visit Alan, he did have a guitar, but it only had 3 strings, and them 3 strings looked like they'd been on the guitar since he bought it. Off
I
you, Alistair.
Four.
Was it 4 strings? I do apologise.
4 strings.
That's all that C-Stick Steve uses.
Yeah.
But
President of the United States only had 3. He had
yeah.
Yeah.
What about the people from Morphine?
He was a bass player.
And how many did he have?
2.
Well, there you go.
But that was different because the saxophonist and the drummer were still using proper instruments.
Well, maybe Alan had
President of the United States would be a better.
I'm redefining.
You're redefining. Did you just say you're redefining music?
Yes. making it a lot worse.
Yes, I was going to say. So have you got every show, Alan? I usually get Alistair to pick a song. He's not done it this week, so I picked one for him—a Bob Dylan track called "New Pony."
Shut up.
Alistair picked a new poem by Bob Dylan. Would you like to pick a song and I'll throw it on?
No, it's alright.
You sure?
I don't have time.
What are you listening to at the moment?
Just you guys talking, really. lots of things. I'm trying to think what I've just downloaded recently. Not that I download music.
It can be anything. I can get it off YouTube, you see, and stick it in that way.
No, I quite like The National.
Do you want me to stick a National? I've got that album, I think. I think I got that album off you. Is The National the ones that sound a bit like...
Tindersticks-y sort of vibe.
Yeah, Tindersticks, and he's got a really deep voice. Yeah, there's a lot of love for them on the internet. I just want to point out a hell of a lot of love for National.
Well, yeah, if you can find that, Fake Empire would be nice.
Yeah, okay, I'll put that on for you.
Super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, we're half away in a fake empire. We're half away in a fake empire. So through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on, do our gay ballet nights, bluebirds on our shoulders, we're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Ditto, I've been doing exactly the same.
And me.
Yeah, finding stuff. Thank you to Alistair who introduced me to Tad.
Tad.
My pleasure.
This Seattle band?
Yes, I'd completely missed. I'd never heard any of their stuff before, which is bizarre because I was such a huge grunge fan. But then when I heard Wood Goblins.
Tad Smith is in singles.
He is in singles.
Yeah,
for right,
yeah,
right
yeah,
second,
yeah.
Did you hear that they're possibly, probably releasing a singles director's cut?
Really?
Yep. Supposedly it's got because what's the name of the director? I can't think of his name.
Cameron Crowe
has still got all the live footage.
Oh,
the proper, you know, Alice in Chains are in that, like playing.
Really?
Live. He's got all the footage and Soundgarden. He's got all the footage from that, and he wanted to put like more of it in, but it would have made the film too long. So he says he's been holding on to it, and holding on to it, hoping that there's enough love for the film so he can release it with extras and slightly longer scenes. And so I don't think the gigs will be in the film extra, but he's going to put them on an extra disc or something. So you'll have
that. Would be really, really cool.
It would be, wouldn't it? That would be awesome. I think it's Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. I think there's another one, is there? Somewhere in. I seem to remember.
Yeah.
That is the first time, if you listen closely, when that film comes on, is Chris Cornell did all the acoustic guitar intermittent bits.
And Spoon Man.
The Spoon Man pops up in it, yeah, which is like 1992,
yeah,
but doesn't
when
appear.
They pop to.
Yeah. It doesn't appear till 96, is it, on that album?
Yeah.
Super Unknown.
Yeah.
Just showing my nerd side now that I spotted that.
Very good, Sean.
Thank you very much. So how's your lovely wife, Alan, Bruce?
She's fine, yeah. She's in bed. So she has to work in the morning. She's got a job.
What does she do?
She's just working at a cafe at the moment.
Is she still trying to get you to settle down, have kids, and get married?
Not so much.
Not so much with that. I was a bit worried at one point that she'd like kind of.
I have less profits now that I'm unemployed, so.
Oh,
okay. I'm not as enticing a prospect.
Women are money, man. Women are whores for money. Have you noticed that? That's how I've
let it out, it. Sean. Let it out. Come on, mate.
Well, look
let
at you, Alistair. You can get a woman to inherit a lot of money, and then they were begging for you after that. That's the way I remember it.
That's not how I remember it.
Yeah, you would remember it differently, though, wouldn't you? You'd all
your rose tinted glasses.
Yeah. they fell for you for your personality, Alistair. You tell yourself that. That's why you can never hold down a relationship, because once you actually they got to know you a little bit, they're like, what a wanker. You see?
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that. I still got laid a lot more than you, though.
A lot more. I was far too nice. I tried to be friends. That was my first mistake.
I don't know if that was your first mistake. It was
one of many mistakes.
Many mistakes.
It's a long list, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up. You could only get laid by Danish people, Alan.
Yeah. That's not really a bad thing, though.
That isn't a bad thing. That's the kind of, you say that like it's like, oh, God, you could only like get it with Norse goddesses. You poor fool.
I do enjoy playing football sometimes, like that five-a-side tournament win. With resounding success.
Please, go into details about this five-a-side football. I wasn't there for this. I think I was in Australia.
Who was on the team? It was me, Alistair, Leaf.
Leaf was there.
Kenny Dixon was there.
Neil.
Happy birthday, Kenny, by the way. Just want to point out it was Kenny's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah.
There was that Sarah Jane's younger brother.
Matthew.
Was he on our team?
Yeah, he was on our team. Yeah.
How did we still not score a goal in the entire tournament?
And we left after before our last game to go to the pub as well.
That was a misunderstanding.
We were so bad. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, we did start drinking as soon as we got there, at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I remember we went to the pub afterwards, and we sort of sat and had a drink. We were there for maybe an hour once we found out that our final match we'd missed. And then we got up to leave, and none of the parts of our bodies worked anymore. I could move. We went and bought like a can of deep heat or some such thing from Spar and proceeded to use every bit of it. And we go,
You remember we were in the lounge and we couldn't move and we were just like rubbing it all over. And then Colette goes, and like flushing like absolute bastard.
Just sitting and freezing at the same time. Yeah. we are not athletes.
No, I would like, I would now like Arthur to tell the story of the drunken racing competition that you held.
100 meter dash.
So please enlighten us on what happened with this drunken 100 meter
dash. Well, that was, I kind of came into it slightly later. It was Kenny and Leaf were having the argument, and then Jamie kind of got in on Leaf's side to back him up.
What was
and
the
I
argument?
And I kind of got on Kenny's side.
What was the argument?
The argument was that smokers were just as fit as non-smokers. It was obviously a very highly scientific experiment that needed a conclusion. It was one of those things that started as like a barroom, like just like blah, 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 but then turned into something far more, something really quite beautiful. And so it was decreed that when the pub finally closed that evening, we would then go down to the football pitch and have a race along the length of the football pitch. And there was quite a few people there. I remember, I think Mai was there. Kellett and Al, who'd come up, because I'd moved up that day from Edinburgh. So they were there. And some other random people from the pub were there as well. And we got in a line. And off we raced. Me and Kenny easily, Kenny was slightly ahead of me. Me and Kenny, though, easy, way, way play in front of both Leaf and Jamie.
The two
non-smokers that were apparently, one's fucking RAF, and one's a, like, mountain man from Appalachian Mountains. And we kind of call it, huh. Kenny just kept running after the finish line, and then just spewed into the bush. I was feeling, yeah, no, this is okay. I'm feeling pretty fucking good. I could pretty much do that again. I didn't, though. Kenny and Leaf did. Kenny again beat him, even though Leaf was trying to trip him up all the way up. And so, like, there we thought it. I think we had a few more drinks. Went back. Everything was good. Sunday morning, I wake up and I cannot fucking breathe at all. And I'm going like... like that. I just can't take an in-breath. So I kind of phone my dad. Dad, can you come pick me up and go to the hospital? Like, no. Okay. So I phone Bill Taxi to take me to the Granton Health Centre on a Sunday morning. So I get in. Doctor's like, yeah, I think you got a collapsed lung. But our x-ray machines is not powerful enough. You're going to have to go to Rave
it's
Moore.
It's more powerful to penetrate your skin.
Yeah. There's too much alcohol oozing out of your skin to get a proper read. So again, I phoned Dag, oh, I've got to go to Rave Moore to get an x-ray. Can you take me up? He's like, no. Okay. So they send me up in an ambulance to Inverness from Granton.
Cool.
So I go up there, then I wait for 4 hours as I see kids with fucking colds going in before me while I'm fucking trying to breathe. Then eventually this rather lovely young Irish female doctor sees me and is like, no, what's happened is the tendons or the whatever the hell they are that hold the lung to the inside of the rib cage have ripped. It's like, can you think of anything that would have done that?
No,
I can't think of. I cannot think of a thing that I would have done to incur such an injury. So she's like, "There's nothing we can do. The ambulance is gone. Try to make your way back down." So I phoned my dad.
No.
So yeah, he's like, awesome. So I phoned Kenny, who had woken up in his bed, having spewed in his bed.
Oh.
He woke up with it. And he, God bless him, came and got me from the hospital. And then we went to the pub. And that is the That's what happens when you try to do scientific experiments.
Without safety lungs on.
Without at least tying something around your chest.
Yeah,
you should have had safety goggles on.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen if you had safety goggles on.
We did it, or we didn't have white coats on.
Yeah, good
point. There was no hazmat suits.
There was no scientific about this at all, was there?
There was very little planning.
And I'd also like to point out...
It cost several people their lives.
I'd like to also point out that to really be scientific, the race should have been ran at least 3 or 4 times, not just the once, because that was just
It was ran twice.
Yeah, okay. So,
with the same
one of the times.
So the answer to the question...
Where nobody ran.
Yes.
Shouldn't.
The answer to the question that you posed was that, yes... smokers can run as fast, if not faster, than non-smokers, but will probably die afterwards.
Yes.
Right.
Is it that was...
That's cleared that up.
Yeah. When the big fish is hooked, and you finally land him, reward yourself with the pleasure of smooth smoking. Smoke longer and finer and milder Pall Mall. Pall Mall is longer, yes.
Oh, New Zealand's weird, by the way.
I've heard that.
It's a very small country.
Is it?
Well, not sort of geographically. It's the same size as the UK, but it's like... I think because it's so remote, it's sort of removed from politics and things like that. So it's like a really... It's sort of like a big village, really.
Like, it sounds great, I mean...
But it's also like the Wild West. There's been shootings and all sorts of stuff since I got here.
Really?
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, my favourite...
Right, that's it. I'm moving to New Zealand.
So you can shoot
Ready
someone.
The country, Alan.
Yeah, sure.
There can only be one golden god in New Zealand, Alistair.
Well, there's two islands.
Yeah, that's true. But there was a story on paper. Is it the mayor of Invercargill? Invercargill is like a sort of town in the south of the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
And a car crashed, and the mayor of Invercargill was driving past and decided to help out, him and his mate, in a rental car. So there was a girl trapped in the car, and so they tried to get her out, but they couldn't. So he went back to his rental car, got his knife out, and sort of sawed through the windscreen and got the girl out and saved her. So the question that I wasn't sure about was like they showed the knife as well that the guy had. It was like a 9-inch blade hunting knife thing that he had in the glove compartment of his rental car.
What?
Nobody asked the question. Why does the mayor of Invercargill have a 9-inch hunting knife in the glove compartment of his rental car? It's a car he's had for like 3 days, but he's already got a knife stashed in.
I hate John Woo. Let me put that on to statement there. I hate John Woo.
No one who likes cinema likes John Woo.
No. How does he keep getting jobs? Have you seen Wind Talkers?
He's had to go back to...
Red Cliff, I've not heard of that one.
Yeah,
it's a big Chinese epic.
Yeah.
Apparently based on real life. Something or other.
Well, you could really say that about every film is based on real life. Because what else do they base it on? Stupid timelines.
Book?
Alien's not based on real life, though, is it?
Yes, it is. That really happened. It's in colour.
That's true.
No, I mean, like, there's some point in the story, like, even in Aliens, I bet one of the characters, you could say, is based on a real-life character, or based on something.
What, in his struggle to get off of a huge spaceship?
Yes.
Infested with an alien?
Yes.
I don't think you can, Sean.
I think you can. I think you're both wrong.
I don't think you can, mate.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and stick by what you said.
That did actually happen to my mate Steve once. So.
See? Told you, Alistair.
Yeah, and I knew the cat as well, so...
They're making an Alien prelude. Did you know that, Alan?
Oh, why can't I just leave?
It sounds really good. The director they've got for it is a German guy, and the stuff he's done, he does adverts. And they're really some of the best adverts I've ever seen. They're really, really cool. And he's
but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be a good film director.
No, see, what makes the adverts really good is he uses CG in the adverts, but it's really hard to spot it because he uses it really naturally. So he kind of mixes it in with natural effects.
Yeah, but that goes back to our earlier argument of the Michael Bay
That is just pure CGI, though. That is nothing natural.
Yeah, but it's putting CGI or effects above storyline and character development.
Yeah.
Mm. Come on, Alan, back me up.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yay!
Michael Bay.
He knows what he's talking about.
Why?
I have a degree, sir.
You dropped out, did you not?
No, I got my degree now.
Oh, did you?
Did you? Oh, nice one, man.
Yeah.
Let's all applaud Alan.
Thank you. Thank you. I spent 7 years of my life.
You think you're better than us now, didn't you?
He thinks he's all hunky.
I can't even get a job in a restaurant.
That's probably because you're overqualified.
Yeah. He's got a degree. Can't take him. Not just a student, man.
But yeah, no, so that's why I'm a little...
dubious. I'm also dubious as well. I'm a bit... But it is still Ridley Scott. He's not letting it go, so at least... You know the storyline might be quite good because the storyline to the other three is quite good.
Ridley Scott sold out fucking years ago.
He started it.
Ridley Scott's responsible for Kingdom of Heaven, which could have been a fantastic film.
It should have been a fantastic film, but
aspects of it are excellent. Ed Norton is superb in it, even though you don't see his face.
So, what's the main character actor called?
Orlando Bloom.
God, he's awful.
He can't act with his voice. He's not a presence because his voice is just so gay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, and apart from the fact that in the film, all the way fucking way through, it's like, wait a minute, he was a blacksmith up to 2 weeks ago. How come he's suddenly defending Jerusalem from Solomon? It just makes no fucking sense. Yeah, the plotting, the time plotting within the whole film is awful. You have no idea how much time has gone past.
Yeah, I'd go with that as well.
It should have led with far more Liam Neeson, so at least that shows where he got his information from. But Liam Neeson dies after like 5 minutes from a fucking measly arrow.
Yeah.
Nonsense, I say. It does have Eva Green in it, so it's a big plus.
Has who?
Eva Green.
Is she the chick, is she?
Yeah.
I'm terrible with names.
She's fucking stunning, man. French. She was in the James Bond film as well.
I've not seen any new James Bond film.
Yeah.
I have not seen
it. And she was in a film called The Dreamers as well, where she gets naked.
Yeah.
I do like the new, the look of the new, I sent you the clip earlier on, Alistair, of the, what's it called, that film, the one on the island?
Shutter's Island.
Shutter's Island, that looks very good.
Oh, not Peter Fox.
No, it's not Peter Fox, it's mental cases in this. It's the same kind of idea, it's the same premise. But it's where they lock up the most craziest mental people, I think, is it? But then one of them escapes, and they don't know how she escaped, and then it's a whole plot to find out what's actually going on. It looks
it's
really
good.
Martin
Scorsese film.
Yeah, it looks really, really well done. Like, really clever.
Right.
And it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it, who I'm a big fan of. I think he's a great
And
actor.
I think Mark Ruffalo as well.
Yeah, I think he is in it, yeah. And Gandhi is in it, whatever his name is. Alistair, what's his name?
Ben Kingsley,
that's it, yes, isn't it? Yeah. Who I used to like as an actor until I saw that one in Spain with the swimming pool.
Sexy Beast?
Yes, and after that he's disturbed the living shit out of me. Cause
he was
film,
brilliant.
He was absolutely fantastic to the point of being terrifying in that film. That he really, really disturbed me in that film. He really did. He was just so...
Is someone there to give you a hug,
Sean? There's certain films where you see certain characters, they play... certain characters or actors, and after that film I can't watch them without thinking of that character. This happened to me like Blue Velvet with
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. I hate watching that film because of Dennis Hopper. It's just so freaking frightening in it. It's ugh.
That oxygen mask.
Yeah.
Man.
It's what?
He's frightening in quite a lot of films.
Is it? Well,
he is.
Yeah. I heard that he was supposed to be directing like an Easy Rider film, or not actually Easy Rider, but with the characters or character out of Easy Rider.
Yeah, I heard something about that as well.
And it was set in Colombia or something, where he survived. He survived the shooting at the end of the film, and he'd like moved to Colombia or something. It was all about his life, which sounded really interesting. But
that's possibly the least satisfying ending of a film ever.
I know. It's so. I mean, the film is so shot, so beautiful. The sunlight. It's so like the hippie dream, and then at the end, it just. oh, they just get shot and die, you know? It's like, what the... So.
In fairness, they weren't a lot of drugs.
But they were only smoking weed. They were only selling the drugs to get money so they can find the American dream, which is to be freedom. Have the freedom to do what they want to do. When they want to do it. That's a bit of fun as well, isn't it?
Well, we want to be free.
I want to be free.
We want to be free. Out of the wild. Do what we want to do. Yeah. We want to be free to ride. And yeah. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah.
And we want to have a good time.
You'd find it really easily, I'm pretty sure.
It was just very funny.
Alan, do you remember Monkey Bone?
Monkey Bone? She's got a loose caboose.
You remember that we were like, before we spent ages beforehand going, right, now we realise this is going to be really shit filmed, so we should just find the fact that we find the name so amusing, the best part of it. So we did put it on, but ages like just like...
It was terrible.
It was a really shit film. But it was called Monkey Bone.
That still makes me laugh.
I had a pony, her name was Lucifer.
How much longer? How much longer?
I had a pony, her name was Lucifer.
some Bob Dylan love from Alistair. Because you have got a new pony, am I right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
His name is Lucifer.
It is.
Is this true? Yes. How much longer? Yeah, I will play that song for you.
From a great album, which...
It is a really good album, actually. It's
underrated.
It's
a great album, and people never... It's never in shops. It's never
I own a hard copy of Street Legal, I have to say.
I do as well.
I do like Street Legal a lot. I would have never bought it if it wasn't for, I think, either you or Tig had it.
Tig had it on vinyl.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. Do you remember when we used to sneak up into his room and listen to, like, Black Sabbath? And...
Tig's not going to listen to this, is he?
No.
Good. Well, yes, we used to go up to his room, and there was a Sabbath Planet Caravan, I remember really well.
Yeah.
And his Skinhead albums.
And Cream.
And Cream, yeah. And Pink Floyd. God, your brother had great taste in music.
Well, that was from all my older brothers. Oh, it kind of got condensed.
It was really, to be honest with you, it was through your friends and family that I got my music taste, mostly. Because if it wasn't through your brother's vinyl, it was through your friend's tape mix that he left us.
Mm-hmm.
That we took years to hunt down all the songs, but I think we eventually did we not? We were stuck on a few for quite a while.
Apart from one. There's only one on it that I don't know.
Yeah, I think the last two that we found, one was the Al Green? No, it's not Al Green, it's Al Stewart song.
Al Stewart.
The 4th of July, we didn't know, we thought it was Donovan, but we couldn't find that song. And the other one was, the one you found was Seagull.
By Bad Company.
Bad Company, yeah. I would have never guessed.
The last one I found was Mott the Hoople.
Oh yeah, Mott the Hoople one as well, yeah.
At the Crossroads.
We found that together, remember, in my lounge at Duthel.
We did, yeah.
We put it over the phone and it came back saying Mott the Hoople.
Well, actually, you know what we should do? We should put the at the end of, maybe not this one, but maybe the one after.
Uh-huh.
If people listen to it and recognise the one song that I haven't been able to.
Yeah. You should really tell the story of the tape and how it came about and then how
we'll do that in the next one.
Oh, okay, fine. Do the next one. What if I can't wait that long? What if I forget?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. We'll do that and see if we can find the mystery song. Mm.
What songs are you putting on?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not decided. I might put the Al Stewart song on just to show one of the songs that we found, or maybe Seagull by Bad Company because that is a great song. I might put New Pony on by Bob Dylan. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I think that's a really good idea.
But it is my choice, that's from the point of eight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
cool. How many songs are you putting on it this time?
I don't know, two. How many would you like me to put on, Alistair?
Well, I don't know. You can put as many as you want on.
Do you want me to put the whole of Street Legal on and just have us talking intermittently between songs?
Yeah, but probably make for a more entertaining podcast.
You're trying to say that the podcast isn't entertaining? Maybe next week I won't invite you on the podcast. Maybe I'll get someone else. Someone like Alan Bruce, or maybe even Leaf. Or maybe even...
Yeah, because I'm sure... Because they always
get back. They're my friends. Just because they don't listen or show up when I ask them to doesn't mean that they're going to do it all the time.
Okay.
What good has come out of the south of England, apart from Led Zeppelin?
Well,
exactly. See, you're stumped.
Well, no, actually, I was going to correct you on, because most of them are Midlands.
Okay, yeah, okay. We'll class Led Zeppelin as Midlands then, so you don't get them. What good has
Pink
come out?
Floyd.
That's one. Okay, one band.
What did Northern
Beatles? Keep? In your face.
So now, being a Mancunian.
No, you said Northern.
Okay.
So anywhere above Midlands, including Scotland, is Northern.
So you get that overrated pop act.
Oh, overrated pop act? Did you just call the Beatles an overrated pop act?
I did, yeah.
They're like the ultimate pop act. They were the very first inception
but
of pop the pop act.
Like squared or to infinity, as you would with, like, to make them the ultimate pop act, just makes them more pop than anything else. So it actually devalues their contribution to music because it's just pop.
It's not just pop, though. The Beatles defined
the 60s. That's just what you just
60s.
Said. You just said they
I
were
would
the
say, okay, pop. I would say the Beatles' early stuff is pop. And it's a lot of it's quite throwaway pop. But when they hit their stride, Revolver album, and they really started to write songs very, very, very well, no one's touched them ever since then, I don't think, some of the songs that they've recorded. Maybe Motorhead got close. But no, can you think of another band that got?
No, they are the ultimate pop band. Yeah. But they're a pop band.
So what else is the Southerners? What can you throw at us then? So okay, you got Pink Floyd. They've done one good album.
One good album.
Dark Side of the Moon.
That's the only good album.
Yeah, the rest is all. It's got good bits on it, but it's, you know, this. They're a bit up themselves, which is a very typical Southern England thing, don't you find? They like, they love themselves. You talk about me loving myself in my social media. Look at yourself and all your kin.
My kin?
Your kin. You're all a bunch of
Southerners.
You're all a bunch of Normans. That's what you are.
Okay. Even though Normans, you do understand, is a quite abbreviated Northmen.
No, it's not. You're just making that up. Don't make stuff up.
It is.
Just because you're on the podcast doesn't mean you can lie to me. I thought Normans were French.
They were from, yeah, they came down the North French. They came down from.
So they were like, north of France.
So they came from all north Vikings, of all that area as well.
Yeah, okay, the Vikings were up north. Yes, but I don't see the Normans were from north of France.
But Denmark is just kind of like literally just above Germany. So it's that whole top part of Europe there. So it's they were called Northmen or Normans.
I don't believe you. You're a liar. I'm not going to speak to you ever again.
Well, I'll let you go and muse on that.
I'm going to go and punch the wall. That'll show you. I'm going to break my fingers. You'll feel guilty. Okay. Well, should we wrap it up?
Yes, let's.
Have you got anything to tell people, like Alan or Miranda or Leaf? You want to leave them a message?
Alan, you should check out the pictures I put on Gods and Monsters. Miranda, I hope you are well and having a good summer. And Leaf, I hope everything is going well with your new lady friend and your travel around America. And if you're ever over here, let me know so we can meet up. Sean, you can go to hell.
So predictable. Predictable in your old age. That's what you are. No wonder you got no friends.
Anything you'd like to say, Sean?
No, not really. I say it all on my social media sites, so if you want to get in touch with me.
Across the horizon, into the misty.
Right, I'll see you guys soon.
See you later, guys. Yeah. Love you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, we're about to ring the curtain down on tonight's little show, so from all of us here at Granada, sleep well, sleep soundly, and from me, have a scintillating Sunday, and a special good night to you. Good night.